Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting fourth. The catcher, Hawk Taylor. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Charlie Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Phil Galliano. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. And now, play ball. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Elliott moves to second. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Mets. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Galliano fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Galliano. Altman moves to second. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood strikes out. 1 out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Groat moves to third. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Groat scores. White moves to third. It's 3-1, Mets. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boyer. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Boyer steals second. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. 1 out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Elliott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens strikes out. One out. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. There goes Galliano. The throw from Taylor to second, and Galliano is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Harkness strikes out. One out. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Galliano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flood moves to second. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. Flood moves to third. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clemens. Altman reaches second base with a double. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cannell hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarver is called out on strikes. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemens hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Galliano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Harkness is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive towards third. Boyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Galliano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Mets. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boyer strikes out. 1 out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. 2 outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Galeano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisher hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Phil Galeano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galeano is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Galeano takes first base on ball 4. Julian Javier pinch runs for Phil Galeano. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Javier moves to second. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Javier scores. Flood moves to second. It's Mets, 3, Cardinals, 3. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flood. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Cannell applying the tag. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Altman. Groat reaches second base with a double. Al Jackson now pitching. Carl Warwick pinch hits for Johnny Lewis. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Julian Javier now playing second base. Carl Warwick now playing right field. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards first. White fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Hunt for the double play. Two outs. Ron Taylor now pitching. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill Wakefield now pitching. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. White strikes out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 3 in the game. McCarver hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 3 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 3 in the game. Clemens hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie James pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Mike Shannon now playing left field. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Bill Wakefield. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Larry Elliott. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Hickman now playing center field. Larry Beinerth now pitching. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Warwick takes first base on ball 4. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Altman throws the ball into Hunt, who relays the ball to Smith, who tags White trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Warwick moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Smith pinch hits for Tim Harkness. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Taylor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-4 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Smith now playing first base. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-4 in the game. McCarver takes first base on ball 4. Boyer moves to second. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon bunts towards first. Smith scoops it up and throws to first, with Hunt covering, for the out. Boyer moves to third. McCarver moves to second. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier is walked intentionally. Jeff Long pinch hits for Bobby Shantz. Jeff Long batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Long takes first base on ball 4. Boyer scores. McCarver moves to third. Javier moves to second. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.